Welcome to Movie Chronicles with the Pal Bros. Now, I know there seems to be an endless spiral of bad stories coming from Hollywood, and we may see Hollywood as the dumpster fire that it is, but it is true, we still love movies. That being said, we desire the destruction and death of Hollywood, and the end of the reign of the evil and corrupt men and women telling these awful stories. We desire a rebirth of the film industry, through the telling of good stories that lead to Christ being glorified and one day reigning over the film industry. If you wish to support us in our mission, head over to patreon.com/thepowellbros or follow the link in the show notes. There you'll gain access to our exclusive show, The Powell Bros Mini Reviews, as well as early access to both Movie Chronicles and Movie Reviews by The Powell Bros. And now, on with the show.
Okay. Welcome to the Movie Chronicles with the Powell Bros, the Powell Bros Movie Chronicles, where we chronicle everything that is going on in the world of entertainment, Hollywood, independent films, and just have fun. Like, this is a pretty laid back show, and I hope you all are enjoying it as we are, and I look forward to doing this one every week. So I'm one of your hosts, Trent Powell. I'm joined with my co-host, Tobiah. How are you?
Doing all right. Yeah, it's fun to do this.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Fun. Yeah, there's a lot of fun, exciting things going on. Yeah. I'm not sure all of what you have to talk about, because I know just like two big things, but you seem to be
I have like
pretty hyped up on a lot of things.
5, 6, 7, 8 things.
I got three.
Okay.
I don't know what you got.
Well, I'll start us off.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. You know, we've been talking a lot about the downfall of Disney and just the terrible decisions, the unoriginality of Disney and their decisions that they're making, and how they can't make anything original anymore. They can't make anything that really is enjoyable. They've lost the spirit and I'd say the magic, you know, of Walt Disney and the stories that he used to tell. And it's showing that it's not working for them, the decisions that they're making and the direction they've been going, because they're losing money. Disney just had their earnings call for their quarterly earnings this past week, and they tried to make it seem like everything was mostly okay by saying that, well, the theme parks are up a little bit, you know, making a little more money, which still isn't a whole lot, and I think it's not what it used to be, because it's been going down. But they also blame it on COVID still. For some reason, they're still beating that drum. So theme parks are doing better. They're really hyped about the new Tiana's Adventure, whatever ride that is replacing one of the most iconic rides ever, Splash Mountain, which is that's it. Like, that's the only thing they have really down the pipeline that they're excited about. You know, then you go to Universal, they have the Epic Universe that they're about to that they're releasing, I think, next year. Do you know about that, actually?
Mm-mm. No.
So the Epic Verse, they're adding another theme park to Universal Orlando.
Oh, wow.
Where it's like, from what I've heard, it's like going to be even bigger than what they already have. So they're like doubling in size.
Yeah.
They're doing like another Harry Potter land. They're doing so Universal Hollywood has a Super Mario Bros. Land.
Mm-hmm.
They're Orlando does not yet, but they're going to do a Super Mario Bros. Land that's going to be even bigger than the Hollywood one. And like a new ride, like they're doing like a Donkey Kong ride that they're using like some technology that's never been done before. I can't remember what it is, but it's pretty cool. So they're doing Mario Land. They're doing, it's called like the Dark Universe or something. And they're using all their, like the horror, horror characters. So like Dracula and Frankenstein and whatnot.
Oh, cool.
And then there are other properties like the Mummy. You know,
yeah.
Like, do you remember doing the Mummy ride?
Yeah,
when you were a kid at Hollywood.
Yeah,
that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, when I went back, that it was very cool to go on again. Yeah, but I remember it when I was a kid, and the feeling the beetles on your feet, and
right.
Yeah, it's great.
It's so Yeah, it's so weird that, like, I remember that so vividly.
Yeah.
But anyways, stuff like that. And then they're doing, there's like a whole nother part of the land that they're doing. I can't remember. That's really cool. But anyways,
yeah.
That's off track of what I was trying to get at, like I usually do on this show. but Universal is doing, is, you know, they're competing well with Disney. That never used to be the case. You go to Orlando, you're going to Disney World. But now people are like, oh, I want to go to Universal as well, because they got Harry Potter Land. They got Super Mario. Well, they're going to have Super Mario Bros. Hollywood has Super Mario Bros. So forth. Mm-hmm. So the parks aren't doing as well as they'd hope as far as earnings. But they do make a lot of money from the parks. That's just the case. They said that Disney Plus is finally profitable this past quarter. Not overall. It's just the last quarter it's been profitable. But that's also because they've not been producing much, but yeah. I think it was like $43 million profit. Yay.
Yeah.
But then they said this next quarter it looks like we're gonna lose money, so it just turns it right back around. So
yeah.
And what else? Well, and then they announced kind of the profit, or no, not how much they've earned from all the movies that they've released in the last couple of years, or last quarter.
Mm-hmm.
This is a quarterly earnings call. So last quarter, and their losses are awful. I can't remember what it was for this quarter, but adding on to it, they've lost like over $600 million, or I think it actually may be more than that, but they've lost a lot of money.
Well, they lost
from the movies.
Just, oh wait, is it? No, that's not Disney.
What?
Is Indiana Jones Disney?
Yeah, well, Lucasfilm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's Lucasfilm, yeah. Well, they lost $200 like million on that. Or, yeah,
almost and apparently, million, yeah. So, and we talked about that when it happened. Apparently, it's a lot more. Because they didn't account for the marketing, which they spent like over probably $100 million on marketing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's a couple other things. So it was like at least $300 million. They were suppressing it. So
yeah.
Anyways, lost a lot of money there.
Yeah.
Losing a lot of money. And so after the earnings call, you know, usually when a company, when an IPO releases their earnings, the stock, their stock price, you know, either goes up or down based on, you know, how things go. Disney's stock plummeted about 11. I think it actually went up to, it was like down to 12% after the earnings call, which is like a lot. I think their market cap went down like $20 billion. Which is crazy.
Wow.
So anyways,
that's great.
People are losing hope in Disney, as they should, and yeah,
for sure.
It just continues to add to the state that they're in, and the only thing, one of the only things that they're excited about going forward this year is, well, okay, let me rewind. The only like original Disney product that they have that they're releasing that wasn't borrowed from another franchise, like Fox and Deadpool, like Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is a Fox film that's mm-hmm. now under the Disney brand that's coming out. It came out tonight, actually. I'm probably gonna see it this weekend, maybe. So Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, I mean, well, they had Avatar obviously last year or 2 years ago, whatever that was. There's a couple others like Fox movies that are coming out, I think. But the only one they have is Mufasa. And they're like all trying to be hyped, get all hyped about it, and no one really cares. And the one way that we know nobody cares is the trailer. Did you see or hear how many dislikes the trailer got?
Mm-mm.
So do you know what it means to ratio a video? Or
yeah, we talked something? About that. We've talked about that on here, yeah.
I have a very terrible memory. And
no, you're good. I did too.
Getting old. So we talked about that. So that trailer was ratioed like crazy. Like I think it was like 300,000 to 100,000, 300,000 dislikes to 100,000 likes, which is insane. and it's not like it was like a bad trailer. It wasn't like it was like super woke or anything. It was just a Mufasa trailer, a trailer for a movie that no one was asking for, no one wanted, from a live action, quote unquote, remake of, well, quote unquote, live action remake of the most beloved animated movie of all time.
Yeah.
And though, you know, Lion King made like $1.6 billion with a B in the theaters, which I still, we talked about this. I don't know how that happened, but it did. And yeah. So Disney's like, oh yeah, we got, let's do another one. Let's do a prequel. Oh, let's have the title be Mufasa. Everyone knows Mufasa. And let's do the exact same thing we did, but tell us an origin story for Mufasa. Of course, it's going to make money. And it released a trailer. No one liked it. No one cares. There's zero hype around this film. I guarantee you it's going to probably lose money when it, yeah, in the box office when it comes out. And it's going up against Sonic 3. It's going up against the Lord of the Rings animated film, which that's not, probably not going to do as good. That's another movie coming out around that time. I feel like there's another one coming out around then. But either way, it's just, I'm not stoked on this. Not looking forward to Mufasa at all. Which,
yeah, no.
And Disney, they're just, can't do anything original, and
we're seeing it. So yeah, it's like even though the Lion King made a billion something whatever, after people watched it, like everybody hated on how the CGI looked and how the characters were just heartless and emotionless, lifeless. And just lifeless, and so, and that's just been spreading and spreading ever since that movie came out. So, like, nobody's going to want to go see this at all.
No. I mean, it'll be a Christmas movie, so it's like, okay, people go see movies on Christmas. It's a Lion King movie. Some people are going to see it. Like, it's going to make some money. Well, it might not make a profit. Yeah. I'm assuming the budget's probably pretty high as well, so.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. All right, what else you got for us?
That was two things. Yeah. Knocked off my list.
Yeah, that's two. True. Yeah.
It's just one. I wouldn't. Yeah, mention the Mufasa trailer reaction.
Yeah.
But which I actually still haven't seen the trailer. I was gonna react to it, but I just don't care that much, and I still haven't watched the trailer.
I think I watched someone's reaction to the trailer.
Nice. Okay.
And it was funny. So.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really watching the trailer.
Yeah. And, you know, continuing on with Disney, there's more streaming news. Apparently, Disney and Max are gonna partner, like in like a deal, so that you can buy both Disney and Max in a package.
Oh, okay.
You know, which you can also probably buy Hulu and ESPN Plus and all these things.
I know. We're gonna start seeing that more often too, of streaming services making deals, and we've talked about that like last week, where. Right. Just streaming services are just they're gonna have to learn to change in some way, and people don't want to be buying all these different streaming services, you know. Right. I'm sure a lot of people are similar to at least me, you know, like where you subscribe to a streaming service, watch the show that or whatever you wanted to watch, and then you unsubscribe, and people just don't want to stay subscribed to, the majority of people don't want to stay subscribed to a bunch of streaming services for no reason and spend $100 a month. Like, it's dumb. Nobody's going to do that.
It's cable.
Yeah.
Like like I said, we talked about this last week. It's just going back to the cable model where you have all these access to all kinds of different shows and movies. I know it was different back then where you have to like actually wait for your show to be on at a certain time and whatnot. But that's what we're getting to.
Yeah. Well, so I think what we're going to start seeing is companies like old cable companies that are going to be doing the streaming kind of platform, but they're going to be licensing from all a big array of companies or whatever. And or they're going to be bundling like, oh, you know, for this much, you can get a discount you can have access to all these streaming services for this price. And there's just going to be some sort of changes like that. And these bundles, like, you're going to see that a lot, I think. And, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, that's all. I just want to mention that it's, like, kind of going off of what we were talking about last week. It's, like, Disney and Max are partnering up so you can pay 20-something bucks or whatever to have both the streaming services. It's, like, this is where it's going. This is where it's going to continue to go.
Yeah.
I think to do like Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus, and maybe I think Discovery or not Discovery, like, oh, the Discovery Channel or something. I don't know. Like, I think it's like four. It's like $80 or something.
Really?
It's like, that's cable. Like, it's just,
yeah.
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah. So, anyways, what do you have?
They announced a Office spinoff show. It's
really?
So yeah, so this is funny. So I have two different thoughts on this. So one, it's they're calling it an Office spinoff because they want people to watch it, but the actual show is like it's just within the world of The Office. Like there's no like characters from The Office in this show. It's literally just a mockumentary show, just like The Office or Parks and Rec or whatever, but it's like within the same world as The Office. So sure, maybe a character here or there might pop up or something, just as cameos or whatever, but it's its own new show and they're just calling it an Office spinoff to get people to go watch it. But it's something new, and I like that it's something new. We don't get new things very often, so I'm pretty excited that we'll get something new. Not that I think it's going to be anything great. I mean, maybe. We'll see. You know?
Is Greg Daniels coming back to like produce and write it and direct it?
I don't know. I didn't do that much research into it, but... But...
thing about it is something like The Office cannot work in today's climate.
Yeah, no.
So I have hopes that things are shifting where, like, because I feel like there's a lot of comedians that are standing up to this. Like Ben, Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, and his comments about cancel culture and wokeism and how, you know,
the woke ideology is ruining comedy. I don't think we ever talked about it.
Okay. We don't have to dive into it, but basically he said that, you know, the whole woke ideology is ruining comedy right now.
Yeah.
And it's because comedians comedians. There are things that you can and cannot say now. And when you say the things you cannot say, you get canceled, you get blasted, and you lose jobs and whatnot. But there's comedians like Dave Chappelle and Jerry Seinfeld, and there's many others that are standing up to that and speaking against the culture and speaking against all this ridiculousness that a small group of people that sit behind their computers and rant about it on Twitter or X, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm always going to dead name Twitter. It's Twitter, okay? It's not X. Anyways, but you have people you have a few people online that rant about these things and seek to ruin the lives and careers of people that are just trying to do their job. But be funny and
I think that's you're putting pretty good words there. Like that, I think that's why I don't really expect much from this Office spinoff is because if you look at modern like sitcoms and stuff, they're just so dumb. Like there's no comedy there, and it's just it's all so extremely woke and they're just
and they have their checked boxes of diversity things that they can make fun of and should make fun of.
And so Greg Daniels is coming back as the showrunner.
Okay. That's good.
So maybe. I don't know. It's just something interesting that's coming out. It's a new show.
Yeah.
Sure, it's in the Office universe, but it's something new for sure.
That'd be interesting. But there you go. Hollywood not being able to make anything original.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they can't make original things. Like, there will never be another Office.
Right.
There'll never be a show like that again. I mean, if I'm being pessimistic, you know, I can be optimistic and say yes. There can be.
Yeah. It'll be a while.
Comedic shows. Yeah. So, anyways.
No, comedy will, I mean, it'll come back eventually. And
it will.
Because we are in a very dead comedy time where there is no comedies coming out. I mean, you look back to the 90s, every sitcom was hilarious and great and well put together and just good family-oriented shows and stuff. And it's like, there's a huge list of them. And
we're at a time where we're doing another show.
Oh, yeah? Huh, I didn't know
I think I heard about that. He signed a deal with someone to do another sitcom.
Nice. Because
he's done with Last Man Standing. Yeah. So anyways, that just made me think of it. I think Kevin James did the Kevin Can Wait, which wasn't that great. I'm just thinking like 90s sitcoms like King of Queens and
Everybody Loves Raymond, Seinfeld.
I've been wanting to watch like old 90s shows. Like Rebecca and I have watched all of King of Queens, and we've watched most of Everybody Loves Raymond. Home Improvement is so good.
Yeah.
I'm watching The Simpsons even, and The Simpsons are actually like super based and pretty funny. I mean, Homer's an idiot. He's a terrible father, but in some senses, he's also a good father. And there's some good aspects to the show. It's just funny. It's dumb humor. But.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, I was kind of saying I think it is. It's not that they're with this new Office show. They actually are making something new and different, and they're just calling it The Office to get people interested. But it is something new. It's not The Office. It's not like they're not rebooting The Office. They're not doing a sequel series to The Office. It's a new show, just within the Office universe, quote unquote, just to get people to start watching it. And but it is something new. But the problem is right now is that new comedy is not working
because climate, it's just woke. It's not
yeah.
Can it? Sure. Like, could it come? Like, that's the thing, is if Greg Daniels made a show that, and you know, if he was heavily involved in the writing, and he just decides, I'm not going to give a crap about what the woke mob is going to say about this or what people are going to say online. I don't care about offending people.
The Office is one of the biggest shows, you know, 10 years after it came out.
Today,
it's one of the biggest shows ever.
Climate.
People would be all over if you made a show that had the same comedy as The Office.
And that makes fun of where we are today in this world, because we live in a comedy. We live in a world that is honestly hilarious, but it's hilarious in that how ridiculous people are and how easily people are offended. And you could play off that. Like, you can make a comedy that is pretty good, that is self-aware, that is, you know, not afraid to say hard things and not afraid to call out all the BS in our culture and in the world, and especially in Hollywood, and especially, you know, in comedy and whatnot. Like, you could do something like The Office and do a reboot and actually make it pretty decent. And do so in a way that, like, if you're just not afraid to get canceled, then do it. Like, I mean, you should, you know, be fearless. You know, don't be a wimp, and don't bow your knee. And then when the mob comes after you, don't capitulate. Don't repent. Don't bow the knee to that idol. And just create your art. This is about art. This is about being faithful to what you create and standing up for it and being the artist that you are. And I'm using Greg Daniels as an example. I don't even know really much about him. I just know that he made The Office and I think he was involved in Parks and Rec and some other shows. I don't know his political leanings. I don't know who he is.
There's a gay character in The Office. There's multiple gay people, I think, in The Office. And I mean, there's the one main character, I'm sure others show up.
The one.
I think others show up and stuff, and like gay Oscar has like some boyfriends a few times, and all that crap.
Right. There's things wrong with The Office. There's things I disagree with and don't like.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I think one thing I do like about The Office is that it shows this is how life is in a sense, and these are real characters and real people and with real problems. Yeah, like. I don't like most of what they did with Oscar, and there's Michael's an idiot, but he's also, you know, he's got a lot of problems.
He grows throughout the show, and he matures. Yeah, and that's the point, is that the first episode is like just all these people, they're people, in an office just going to work, and then and they all have their issues, and you see them grow throughout these how many seasons are there? Nine. All 9 seasons. You see them growing
7 and changing, depending on who you're talking to.
Yeah. And so there's just so much growth, and then you look at the characters at the end and you're like, wow, yeah, these just aren't the same people. And
yeah,
whether you're looking at the end of season 7 or end of season 9, I guess. Right. All right, what else do you got?
8 and 9 aren't terrible. Like, I think they get bad. They get a bad rep because they don't have Michael.
Yeah, and they do have more issues than the other seasons, though.
It's true. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, we could talk more and more about The Office, but yeah. This goes back to just being faithful to the art that you create as a creator, as a writer, as a producer, as a director, and not caring about offending certain people, and just, you know, be wise, be kind, you know, show grace where you need to show grace, but, you know, say hard things when you need to say hard things. People need to hear hard things. People need to be offended sometimes and learn how to have a harder skin and not be so soft, because we live in a very soft culture, an incredibly soft culture. We used to say as kids, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt me. Yep, that's what I grew up learning. That's what I learned as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, don't be offended by words. Don't be offended by what other people say. Don't care about what people say. Don't listen to the bullies. But now all we do is listen to the bullies.
Yeah.
And we let words hurt us. So for some reason, that lesson didn't get through the generation after me. Apparently, like, 1996 is, like, the millennial cutoff. So, like, I was born in 96. You were born in 97. So it's, like, we're, like, in that weird stage where it's, like, we're kind of in this next generation, but not. Yeah. I'm millennial. I'm definitely not this Gen Z or whatever.
Yeah.
These people are just.
Yeah.
I feel like a boomer saying that, but
yeah,
I could care less about the problems of Gen Z. Yeah. But anyway, but they are the next generation, and like, and they need to grow and they need to learn, and they and you know, anyways, I'm getting off the
We can move on to the next thing. We have two big things that we'll kind of end with, but
okay.
I don't know. Do you have anything else before that? Is what I was saying. Because you had
It depends on what the two things are. Tron 3. Okay. They finished filming. I'm pretty sure they released another picture. Jared Leto is starring in it. They're bringing Jeff Bridges back. It's called Tron Ares. Yeah. I'm kind of excited about it. I love Tron. I like the first one, the second one, the reboot, remake, sequel. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I like Jeff Bridges in it, and I don't remember the main guy, but they're doing a third one. Jared Leto. I don't know why he has to be in every franchise, but he's going to be starring in it, I guess. So I'm curious.
I'm pretty sure he's been labeled the worst actor a few times. So
I think so.
So I'm surprised he's still in stuff. Yeah. Surprised he's still getting cast. But that is Disney, so.
Yeah. It's true. So, don't know. We'll see. Disney's just. Did Disney release the first Tron? Did they always have rights to Tron? I think so. Yeah. Anyways, maybe. But just another franchise that they're going to ruin, and maybe. I mean, it could be good. We'll see.
But yeah.
Probably not. I'm assuming one of the two big things is the news that was released today about a certain ring-loving little...
For sure.
X used to be Hobbit.
Yeah.
Superman... They released the picture.
That was the other thing.
Is that the other thing?
The other big thing.
Let's trash Disney one more time. The Acolyte, as we're getting hyped up for it, they released another trailer. I think we talked about it.
I don't really care. I didn't know they released another trailer.
Oh. It was just as dumb as the first one. Except for they teased... they can't handle this. they tease the new villain who's going to be in the film, the new Sith. They showed us what he looks like. Or she. Or they. Ooh, I don't know. But apparently it's another masked villain with a red lightsaber that's all in black.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. I can't wait.
That's hilarious.
It's going to be so fun to watch.
These.
I can't wait to see who it is.
There was a...
It's another Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
And it has, like, a creepy mask. It's, like, a smile, like, with teeth. It looks really weird.
Oh, that's weird.
But
huh. I think I might have seen images of that, actually, and just didn't know what it was. But, yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
It's just interesting, because this show is very much, like, it's gray, like, where they don't know, like, what's evil, what's good. But I saw this thing, and he, like, compared the... There's a quote in maybe the original trilogy, maybe the prequel trilogy. I don't know where it was. It could have been with Clone Wars or something. But it was a quote that was like saying like the clarity between good and evil. And then it contrasted it to, oh no, that's what it was. It was a Harry Potter quote. I know it's so dumb, but
oh.
if I
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, Voldemort talking about sorry, go ahead. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, you might remember it better. I'm having cloudy memory on it.
That's okay.
So if you got it.
Oh, well,
do you Voldemort remember the quote?
Essentially says that, like, there is no good, is no good and evil. There's only
power. Yeah.
Power.
Yeah.
Well, that's the
acolyte. Yeah, there's only
he says something. But he says it in the sense that, like, we know that he's the villain, and the villain is trying to make it clear that, like...
It's trying to make it gray, like, good and evil is a gray thing. Like, good and it's evil. Gray that's area. What villains it's just, do. Yeah. Yes. And then the good guys in the Acolyte, you know, the protagonists are saying, you know, good and evil, there is no good and evil, it's just power. Mm-hmm. And those who wield it or whatever. And if it's like literally word for word, like the sentence structure for both of them is exactly the same between what Voldemort said and what they said in this, and it's hilarious. And it's like,
yeah,
he's like clearly the villain, and then you have these quote unquote good guys saying the same thing as a villain, and
right. It's
just crazy that they're making good and evil so gray.
Even if it is the antagonist in the Acolyte, which the Acolyte is its fault that. It's a Sith. They're following the Sith, who's supposed to... It's kind of like a villain origin story, but mm-hmm. You know it's going to be a sympathetic villain that is set up in such a way that, you know, you feel bad for her, and she's probably... And it's probably going to be very gray in the end, where it's like you don't know what's good and what's bad, because you see, oh, this woman was oppressed. Like her, well, because the story is her people were destroyed and killed, and that turned her evil and turned her against the Jedi, because the Jedi said that they were going to save... They were going to save them, but they never did, or something like that. So, anyways, she's been oppressed. You know, she's been victimized, and that's why she became the villain and whatnot. Oh, also, I went and saw The Phantom Menace, and you know, at the beginning of the movie, it's like, wait until the end of the film to see a sneak peek look at the new show, The Acolyte. And so you had to wait till the end of credits, and I actually did, because I wanted to see just. I wanted to see what they were going to do.
Yeah.
Because I had to say something about it on here.
Yeah.
That's so funny. And it was a scene, basically, in the film. And it was really boring and really weird with not so great choreography. And it was, you had no idea what was going on or who these people were. And it was really weird. And
yeah.
And then they released the trailer, I think the same day. It was May the 4th. And
yeah. So yeah, so we said that we're gonna do reviews of this. We're still planning on it. We're still gonna do it, but just warn you guys, like there might be get to a point where we just turn it off. Like we might be like,
this is complete garbage. I don't think I'll make it through the first episode.
This is complete garbage. We're turning it off. This is why we're turning it off, and this is why you should turn it off. So be prepared for that to happen. And it's very likely that that's what's going to happen, because I don't think we're going to want to get through the first episode, just like you said. Like it's because
the Acolyte is trans. Like we were saying, it is trans. They're graying good and evil, where you don't know what's right and what's wrong. And if you didn't hear, there's the first ever trans Star Wars actor in the show. I don't know. I think it's a biological dude who's pretending to be a woman.
Yeah, I think so.
Apparently he was in the trailer, and he's a Jedi, I think, or something.
Of course, and he is.
Anyways, they're revealing that there's a first ever trans actor, which is all just
checking. I honestly am expecting to turn off the show on the first scene. Like, I literally expect to.
I don't. Oh, brother.
It'll be one of our shortest going segments.
This might not be worth it.
We'll see.
We're gonna
both play the first episode, and if we get through it, we'll review it. We'll let you guys know.
Suffer through it.
What we think
with Rings of Power.
Yep.
Which is another TV show that we're gonna review, and I'm gonna also use it as a segue for our next topic. So Tobias, what's our next topic?
So we got an announcement that there's going to be another Lord of the Rings movie. I have been very confused by this. It is not a remake of the Lord of the Rings. Like, it's not a remake
I thought that's what they've been saying. We're making new Lord of the Rings movies.
I know that. That's why I've been so confused. That's not what they're doing. It's because it's called the Lord of the Rings something Gollum or whatever.
The Hunt for Gollum.
Yeah, the Hunt for Gollum. So it's a new story that's never been told before within the Lord of the Rings universe. So they're making something not even Tolkien related. Like, Tolkien never wrote this or anything. In fact, actually, Peter Jackson is coming back to write this along with the other writers of the Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies. Because he didn't write them by himself. He wrote them with a group of people. They're all coming back to write this movie, and coming out 2026, 2 years from now. Like, whoa, that's very soon.
Well, that's actually kind of typical now for movies.
Yeah, but once I mean, on that, it takes 2 years. Like, if it's going to be the same scale of the Lord of the Rings, though, and the Hobbit, it's that's pretty quick, in my opinion.
Yeah,
and but usually when they announce it, it's usually 3 or 4 years.
I guess so. From announcement, you're right. Though
we're halfway through 2024. That's a year and a half away. I mean, 2 years if it's, could be up.
It'll probably be summer.
Yeah,
it'll probably be summer.
Yeah. It's not a remake of, like everybody's thinking. It's not a remake of the Lord of the Rings. They word it so dumb, calling it Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings movie. That's what they've been. That's the breaking news. No, it's not a new Lord of the Rings movie. They're just really dumb in their marketing. It's a new story within the Lord of the Rings universe. And it's a story that's never been told or written or nothing. So it's just something completely new. It's probably going to be it's obviously a prequel to the Lord of the Rings.
Well, no.
Maybe a prequel to the Hobbit.
Wait. Somehow Gollum returned.
Yeah, somehow Gollum returned. So I don't know if it's gonna be before the Hobbit. Maybe that would actually make sense. Where's the Gollum? Hunt for Gollum? Where's Gollum between the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings? It could happen between the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, when Mordor was I don't know, was it the Black Riders? Someone was searching for Gollum to get him to expose his secrets about the ring and about Baggins and whatnot. So that could be it.
Yeah.
I don't really know how they're going to do that and why. Do you remember the Gollum video game? Did you hear about that or much about that?
I heard about it.
So they released a Lord of the Rings video game.
Yeah.
you know, they've done other Lord of the Rings, like the Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah.
Those are pretty fun games. But they released a Lord of the Rings Gollum game of all characters. Like, we're going to do a whole movie about Gollum. I actually don't know what the story was, now that I think about it. But it has been helmed as one of the worst video games ever made. Like, it's awful.
Yeah, that's funny.
But it's like, this is like, it's almost like the same thing. It's like, we're going to, well, you know what this also feels like is something like, I know you like Solo, a Star Wars story, but Solo, like, of all, we have Disney has access to all these characters, all these IPs, and the origin story that they choose to do is Han Solo. I say on the list of people that we want to know more about, I don't think Han Solo was on that list for most people.
Because, like, we're because the greatest thing about Han Solo is his mystery, and
sure.
They shouldn't have done it. That's why they shouldn't have, is because the greatest thing about him was his mystery and his So that's why
I feel the same way. It's like, I love Han Solo, but I didn't need a origin story. I like Gollum. He's a great character. He's a tragic character, and in the books I love him. In the movies, he was
well-handled. I don't know if Gollum will be like the main character, just because it's the hunt for Gollum. Like, he'll be prevalent in the movie, but I don't think he's gonna be. Sure. The so main character hunting
for him,
yeah. So we're
following a character,
yeah.
But like, what's the story? I don't know. Like,
and it's also gonna be interesting because Andy Serkis is directing it and producing it, and
obviously,
so that's just very Gollum. Yeah, obviously gonna be Gollum. So that's very interesting. Like, we got
why
Let There Be Carnage by him, which was
a
thing. So.
Yeah.
Other than that, what else has he done? I feel like there's something else that he did.
He's been directing a lot lately.
I feel like there's something else, but pretty big. More.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure he has other stuff, but yeah, I don't know. My biggest question is just why, like, out of everything you can do with the Lord of the Rings franchise, this is what you choose. We'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, they have the animated movie coming out this year that I'm really looking forward to, War of the Rohirrim.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect, but I think it'll be good. But yeah, they have, they're like, we're going to do new Lord of the Rings movies. And so they're basically doing what Disney does and just doing spin-off things with different characters. Like, let's do more, you know, let's learn about the history of Gondor. Let's dive into more of the Rohirrim. Let's do a live-action Rohirrim movie.
I know.
There's so many things.
Well,
so many
things
we could do.
Yeah, I know. There's so many. They could make the Gollum movie a pretty good movie. Like, there's a lot of characters they could bring in and really make it fun.
Yeah, and that's where I'm also a little worried. It's like, I don't want them messing with the lore.
Yeah, I know.
And stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. It's very interesting thing that they're doing. It's interesting that they're making this and not doing any of the countless stories that Tolkien wrote. Like, why are you writing a new story? It doesn't make any sense.
Yes. Let's do like a movie about Beren and Lúthien or the Children of Hirin. Those are such great stories. I don't know. I guess they don't. I don't know if they have access. They have rights to a lot of this stuff, I guess, but I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then you have Amazon doing the Rings of Power. So we have two studios now doing Lord of the Rings content.
Yeah, and non-written content stuff, not by Tolkien. Which, I mean, I guess if you're gonna make something and ruin it, at least it's not something written by Tolkien.
Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. So, it Andy sure Serkis directed this movie. I haven't watched it. I got it at Dollar Tree. It's called Breathe. It's a romance movie starring Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield?
Okay. And, yeah, apparently Andy Serkis directed it. I got it at Dollar Tree and I haven't opened it yet. But I didn't know it was directed by Andy Serkis.
That's
fine. So now I'm interested, and I might watch it and see what it is about. It's one of like the six movies he directed.
Oh, wow. Well, review it next week.
Yeah, I could do that. He also directed the Mowgli movie. Mowgli, Legend of the Jungle, the 2018 one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
And then he's directing Animal Farm. I don't know if it's based on the game.
Or the book. It's probably the book, which is like a philosophical book is written, I don't know, whenever.
Oh.
It's kind of like a political theory, how, you know, a culture can pretty much just turn into animals that...
Yeah, it is.
Following the, or
it's based on the novel by George Orwell.
Oh yeah, George Orwell, duh.
Yeah.
So actually, that could be interesting.
It's coming out next year.
Really?
Yep. Stars Andy Serkis and directed by Andy Serkis.
Okay. He's probably one of the animals.
Or most of the animals. He voices.
Okay.
So
and mocaps.
Yeah, mocaps for sure.
Yeah.
That's okay. Funny. Interesting.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of that book. I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. I've just heard a reference.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we want to get into our last thing before we hit an hour here.
Yeah.
I announced I guess you guys already know what we're talking about. But what is it, Trent?
Superman. James Gunn. He's doing a Superman movie.
Yep. We have young Henry Cavill sitting there putting his boot on.
Yeah, of course. Who else would we have? Why would you fire Henry Cavill from a big franchise?
Yeah.
You know, I think it was like the same day, or might have been today, they released a set photo of Geralt from The Witcher show, who's now being played by Liam Hemsworth, because they fired Henry Cavill, or Henry Cavill, I think, left or something.
Yeah.
So you know The Witcher.
Yeah, yeah.
Another, you know, franchise that Henry Cavill starred in. He left, and then they released a picture of Liam Hemsworth as Geralt. I think that's his name. I
don't know. Is that the same character that Henry Cavill played?
Yeah, it's the same
character. Oh, so they recast him? They didn't, like, change the...
They recast him, sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah. Recast him. And it doesn't look very good. And...
Yeah.
Anyways. But anyways, and then they released this photo, you know, of Superman. It's not Henry Cavill.
That's funny.
What's his name? The new Superman? I can't remember.
No idea. I just call him Young Henry Cavill. That's what Henry he looks Cavill. Like.
he does, kind of. Yeah.
I
think he'll make a good Superman.
So
I'm really curious. What are your thoughts about this picture that James Gunn has released for all of us to see?
So is this supposed to be like... I don't know. The suit just looks kind of dumb. Okay. Like, is this supposed to be like a behind-the-scenes set photo, or is this supposed to be like an official photo?
It's an official photo. I mean,
the suit barely even fits him. It's like all crunched up on his arms, and it's just like you didn't even get a suit that fits the guy. You know?
Oh man, this is kind of funny because, I've heard of quite a few people talk about this, and I think most people hate it. And then you mentioned that you don't like it. I actually kind of liked it when I saw it. But as I thought about it more, it's like, okay, I can see why people don't like it. I'm okay. I'm fine with it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if this is like, you know, pre-CGI, if they're going to fix the suit so it's not looking all like it doesn't even fit the guy. Like, then it's like, okay, yeah, like, this is pretty cool. They're
still pretty early in production.
Yeah.
And like, it's not, like, this is a...
I think this is a picture that James Gunn took with... I think this is just a picture James Gunn took with his phone. And, like, just a candid photo that he just decided to post.
Well, you know? It looks a little more... That's what it looks like
to me.
it looks a little more like official than that to me.
Yeah, so, maybe.
I don't know.
It you could might be right. Yeah, it could be an official still or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. You know, I like that it looks kind of worn out, the suit. You know, he's been using it for a bit. Like, he's got some dirt on his face.
A little bit.
And he's putting a boot on.
Like, right, because, like, Superman used to change, like, he used to change in the phone booth. Like, that was always his thing. And so that was showing, like, you know, he's changing. People are like, well, you know, he looks like he's just being really casual and putting his boots on while the world's going, you know, while Metropolis is being attacked by a big giant eyeball. And it's like, okay, fine. But, like, this, it's just a photo that teases the movie.
The memes have been hilarious. Not something
you need to get frustrated about. The memes have been pretty great.
People have been going crazy with the memes. But I have no, like, problem with this situation. Like, I just think the memes are funny. I don't know why people are getting in such a thing about it. It's like, okay, maybe, you know, he's just getting ready for the day, you know, as Superman.
Yeah.
he's not rushing to anything. Who knows?
No.
He looks like he just got done with the fight and I don't know. Maybe he's changing.
Well, the fights. Suits. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. It's just
I don't think I don't think the suit looks terrible. I think it looks like a fun suit. I don't know why it doesn't look like it fits him, you know.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
That was my only problem with it, really. I think it's interesting that they brought back the red underwear and
I'm not surprised
that they did. It's the wrong word. I don't know. It's just interesting. Cause,
I mean, I think they shouldn't have taken it away. I don't know.
Like, yeah, I mean, I guess so. Yeah.
It's just iconic for Superman.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think it works with this suit, though.
I think one thing is, like, I hope, like, this still kind of has, like, a little bit of a Man of Steel feel to it, and, like, it's dark tones.
Yeah.
You know, his suit's pretty beat up, and I want, like, a very comic book accurate, vibrant, light-colored Superman that expresses hope and the American way, and, you know, it's just a typical Superman. And I don't know.
Well, no, I think they could do that. Like, if there is, like, that kind of darker tone, but then it's kind of, like, in the movie, like, it could work out to be, like, that brighter tone. And I think that's definitely still possible. And I like the feel of this, of the image, and I think it's cool. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited for it. And there's a lot of potential there. And we need a movie about a hero with hope and who's a real good hero and who knows the difference between right and wrong. Like, we need that right now, especially in the film industry. And I think there's a lot of potential for sure.
Yeah. I mean, and there's a lot riding on this. Like, they've not really gotten Superman right for a while. And this is an opportunity to do it, and I just hope they don't mess it up. Like, even, like, the collar on this suit, like, I don't know, that looks a little weird, because that's not, Superman doesn't have, it doesn't go up his neck like that. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be down. So it's just little things like that. It's just interesting choice, and we'll see. Yeah. I think the S is fine.
Yeah, I
mean, it's not bad.
I actually really like the suit. My only thing is, like, I don't get why it doesn't fit him.
I get it. Yeah.
But weird. I think it looks great, and I'm excited for it for sure. I don't like that. Like, we've talked about this before, but there's so many characters in this movie. I don't like that at all. There really shouldn't be any. It should just be a Superman movie, and
because
that's what we need. That's what we've been wanting. That's what we haven't gotten in a long time. It's just a good old Superman movie. Of course, Henry Cavill's Man of Steel was the last one we got with just Superman. And I don't think they chose necessarily the right villains for that one. And of course, it was a very different movie than all the other Superman movies we'd gotten before that. And it kind of set superhero movies in a little bit of a different direction. So I think a little mix of the old Supermans and the Man of Steel could be mixed into this. But my problem is, like, why so many characters? There's no need for that many characters. We don't want that. We want a Superman movie, not a Superman team-up movie. And
yeah, we'll see. Maybe it won't be that bad. But
yeah,
who knows?
Yeah, I know. We'll see.
Find out.
Cool. All right. Well, are you about ready to end this one out?
Yeah, close out. I think that's just about it.
Yeah, if you guys want to support us, head over to Patreon. We have an exclusive show there where we have we do mini reviews, and we have that connected to our movie reviews as well, where we just talk about the Stan Lee cameo and credit scenes and stuff like that. It's very well correlated with that. And we do mini reviews of different movies and new movies mostly. And then if you guys suggest any movies, we'll review them. And we also have both of my movies up there for you to view. And so it's kind of like a mini streaming service for you guys to to check out. And it's a great way to support us and all the work that we're doing. And it'll help us be able to make more content, more movies, more podcasts, more, you know, maybe shows in the future. And we're always trying to make new content for you guys, and that support really helps us out. So thank you guys, and thank you for listening to this episode. And we always look forward to this, and we're always looking forward to the next ones. So yeah, be mindful of what you're watching, glorify God, and watch good movies. We're out.
Yep. Bye. Thank you all. Bye.